Hello, everybody. Well, we're back in our room after a very successful day. We had a great day at the Kennedy Space Center today.
We had an awesome day.
We got to do all kinds of stuff.
It was even better than we expected. Way better than we expected. It was awesome.
Gave you guys a little audio throughout the day, especially of the bus tour and stuff like that. We were doing so much stuff that it was hard to stop and do any of the audio that we thought about doing.
We had to keep going, otherwise we wouldn't have had time to do everything. And even at the end of the day, there were still a few things we didn't get to do. Like, we didn't get to go see the Legends thing, and there was something else we didn't get to go see.
Yeah, but what we did see,
it was pretty awesome,
was a lot of the rockets. We saw the shuttle Atlantis and did the shuttle experience, the launch experience. That was really cool.
We had to go see the Saturn.
Yeah, Saturn V rocket. That was pretty impressive. The Mars rovers.
Yeah, that was neat.
And we got to meet our astronaut. Not only meet him for lunch, but actually go into his office and talk with him. That was cool.
He had a model of the space shuttle, so, you know, if we could actually touch it, and he was talking to us, explaining things. That was really cool.
And that was something kind of special that they set up for us to do, so that was really cool of them to do that. And so got his, well, we met him first in his office and stuff, and then we went over and had lunch. And if you ever have the chance to do the lunch with an astronaut, it's well worth it. It was a nice buffet sit down.
It was nice.
You know, with
glass plates, linen napkins, dim glasses. It was really nice.
Yeah, it was just like you would find at a,
like a restaurant.
Yeah, like a big buffet or something. Like a fancy hotel buffet, I guess.
It was nice.
And so that was pretty cool. We had chicken and rolls and vegetables and potatoes.
Beef brisket.
And all kinds of desserts. There was brownies and
three different kinds of salads.
A white cake. And I don't know what that other thing was we had. It was really good. And they had soft drinks, tea.
And Tang.
Yeah, had to have Tang, of course. And so it was really good. And we were pretty impressed. And our astronaut talked about food in space and the challenges that we have and that we're going to have dealing with food as we prepare to go to Mars. And he talked about it from every angle, what it was like to store it, eat it, package it, and then get rid of the waste from it. So it was a pretty interesting talk. And he answered a few questions, and we got our picture taken with him, and later on got his autograph on the picture. And we bought some little space shuttle toys, models, I guess you would say, of the orbiter, anyway. And he signed one of those for us, too. So that's pretty cool. It was a very neat thing. And got to see the Mars rovers, and they're talking about doing all this cool stuff in the future. Rumor has it that we're heading back to the moon, and then we're going to try to capture a meteor and put it in lunar orbit so that way we can mine it for different minerals that we could use for technology and whatever else. And then eventually going, hopefully, to plan that trip to Mars. So they've got a lot of neat stuff going on. And there was supposed to be a rocket launch tonight. Actually, it was supposed to be last night. Got canceled. Rescheduled for tonight. And then it got canceled. So hopefully it'll go off tomorrow night.
We're going to look for it.
Around 8 p.m., they say.
Try to, anyway.
Yeah. We'll see how that works.
It was an amazing day. It really was. And, of course, we had to hit the gift shop.
Of course.
And we had our picture taken. We bought a professional picture of us with the astronaut. That was cool.
So, you know, we got our typical, t-shirts and all that kind of stuff that, you know, the touristy thing to do. So, had to get our shirts with the NASA logo on it and all that cool stuff. Got a few gifts for other people.
The meatball.
Yeah, the meatball, they call it.
Because it's a circle-shaped logo, I guess. They call it the meatball.
And so we had our picture taken in front of the real meatball. And then they had t-shirts and stuff with that on there too. So did that bus tour, if you guys haven't heard the audio from that, try to get as much of that as we could. And so we did the bus tour, and that was really nice too. It takes you around to all the launch pads and shows you some more rockets that are just, you know, hard to see unless you're going to go out there and walk forever. Yeah, those crawler things are cool. And they used to hold the shuttle as it took it out to the launch pad. And now they're using them for the new rockets that they're getting ready to launch. And so they were talking about how cool it was to actually be able to see a ship and rocket still on the launch pad, because this one has been delayed. It's still sitting out there on the launch pad waiting to go. And so they said usually, you know, when they put a rocket on the launch bays, it's only like 12 hours or so, and then they're, you know, fired off and gone. But in our case, because this one here keeps getting delayed, we got to see one actually on the launch pad. So that was pretty cool. And we had some great people helping us out throughout the day. And so big thanks to the Kennedy Space Center for working all that out for us. And I actually had a lady that helped us all day and gave us a lot of information about the rockets and stuff. Because it's one thing to go around and look at it and go, oh, yeah, there's a rocket. Oh, yeah, there's a rocket. But to actually know what they are and where they were used and all that stuff, makes the experience a whole lot better. And like,
thank you, Adrian.
Yeah, like Angie said, if you can read all that stuff, that's pretty cool. But
well, and some of it I might have been able to read. I'm sure I could. But some of it you can't, you know, it's just...
But geez, how long would it take us to read all that stuff?
You know, we didn't wind up needing your hat.
No, we didn't.
I'm glad we didn't take it with us.
Most of the stuff is inside. And as far as accessibility, you know, everything's all flat level. You know, there's not a whole lot of steps to deal with. So as far as that stuff goes, it was fine. I would say, though, if you're blind or visually impaired, take somebody sighted with you. Unless you can get the same type of assistance that we got. Because otherwise, you're going to miss out on a lot of stuff just trying to navigate from building to building. Because there's a lot of stuff to see, and you want to make sure that you stay on top of it and keep moving throughout the day. So it's a lot bigger than I imagined it to be. But, you know, of course, I knew it would be spaced out because I know those rockets are pretty good size. But there's a lot of stuff to do there, too. I mean, even for the kids.
So what was your absolute favorite part of the day?
Well, I mean, of course, meeting the astronaut was the top thing of the day. You know, I didn't know that we were going to do that in the way that we did it.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So, I mean, that would be the absolute tip of the day. But if you take that away, I think the shuttle was my favorite part of it. Not necessarily the launch thing was cool, the simulator was cool, but just to see the shuttle.
The Atlantis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they actually do have it where you can sit in, like they've got the shuttle nose kind of cut in half like a cake.
Not the actual shuttle, but it's like a mock-up.
Yeah.
Of it that's sort of off to the side of it, so you can sit in the seat and feel the controls and...
And they let you feel all the controls and the switches and the buttons and all that stuff. And so you can sit in that. And then what did we do at the beginning? We sat inside the...
I was flipping switches going, what's this do? What's that do? What's this do? And they didn't do anything. I was so disappointed.
The first thing we sat in, though, that was one of those little modules that came back to Earth and did the splashdown in the ocean and all that stuff that carried the two astronauts. We sat in one of those little capsules, and that was pretty cool, too. That was a simulated one.
Well, that one, those two guys sat in that for 14 days straight. They were in that thing for 14 days straight.
So there's a lot of neat things to do. So I would highly recommend, like I say, if you've got a chance to come, definitely do that. I would plan on 2 days. Because we ripped and run the whole day and still didn't do stuff.
We were with somebody who, you know, really knew where to go and what to do.
Yeah.
If you're coming here and you're just kind of figuring it out, you know, what to do and where to go, you know, you want to kind of take your time and be able to get all the information and really absorb everything. I would recommend 2 days.
Yeah.
But
was even with